So they very much have safeguards and guardrails in their company structure as well as their AI models. Again, they really emphasize safety and ethics, but are surprisingly able to maintain competitive capabilities within their flagship family of models, Claude. So right now you have Claude 3.5 Sonnet, which is quote unquote their most intelligent model. You have Claude 3 Opus, which excels at writing and complex tasks. And you have Claude 3.5 Haiku, which is their fastest model for daily tasks, as they call it. So there is your brief introduction and rundown on Anthropic and their Claude family of AI models. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today again with our AI Decoded series, part four today on the big players in the AI space, not the existing established companies that we talked about yesterday. Actually, a note on yesterday's episode, we were talking about Meta and Meta AI. Technically, the name of their AI model is actually Llama, but their product is called Meta AI. And I realized that as I was going through my notes and my research, and I think I forgot to mention Llama. Okay, anyway, today we're moving on from those big giant tech companies and their AI solutions and AI platforms, and we're jumping into the actual AI companies that have arisen in the last 5 to 10 years and are now, in my opinion, the two leading players in the AI game. We're going to start with OpenAI, and then we will talk about Anthropic. OpenAI was officially established way back in December of 2015, so it's kind of hard to believe that OpenAI has already been around for almost 10 years, 9 years now. It was established in San Francisco by a group of huge figures in the tech field, well, now huge in the case of Sam Altman, but Elon Musk was also originally a co-founder of the company, and Ilya Sutskever, also a co-founder. There was initially a $1 billion endowment that funded and helped to create the company, because originally it was developed as a nonprofit, and it was developed with the mission of creating safe and beneficial AGI, artificial general intelligence, which we will talk more about later on in this series. And specifically AGI that would benefit humanity. Okay, so let's talk about the early years at OpenAI from about 2015 to 2019. It was during this time that they were solely focused on developing AI and machine learning tools. Their first release was something called OpenAI Gym way back in 2016. It was actually a toolkit for developers to create reinforcement learning algorithms. The next huge milestone came in 2017 when their AI system was able to defeat a professional player in Dota 2, which is a very popular strategy and turn-based game, as I understand it. And this demonstrated AI's capability to solve complex communication-based scenarios and decision-making trees needed for gaming. The following year, in 2018, we saw their first language model, GPT. The initial model was trained on 117 million parameters. Again, we'll break down AGI and parameters and LLMs, all that terminology coming up here in the series. But year by year, they released a new model. In 2019, we had GPT-2. In 2020, we had GPT-3. Both were huge exponential jumps in the number of parameters that the models were capable of handling. GPT-2 went to 1.5 billion parameters, and then GPT-3 went to 175 billion. And finally, it was in 2022 that we saw ChatGPT, which was based on GPT-3.5. This was the breakthrough, or the watershed moment, as we called it in our earlier episode on conversational AI. OpenAI is also the creator of DALL-E, which is one of the leading image generators. They have not only their language model and conversational AI, but also their text-to-image generator. Okay, let's talk a little bit about how the business model has changed at OpenAI. This is kind of an ongoing drama between Elon Musk and Sam Altman and the OpenAI board, considering the mission or regarding the mission and profit nature of the company. In 2019, OpenAI started to transition away from a purely nonprofit setup to what's called a capped profit setup, while still maintaining its commitment to beneficial AI, apparently. And this helped create new avenues for investment and funding into the companies. And as we're recording this, OpenAI is actually continuing to transfer towards a for-profit structure, which is some of the source of the legal issues between Elon and OpenAI. Oh, back in 2022, we got ChatGPT, which was again based on GPT-3.5. Now we're using and having access to the latest models from OpenAI, which is technically GPT 4.0. O, which is still their flagship model, but they also have the O1 series, which is the specialized reasoning model designed for complex problem solving. And they have as well GPT-4o Mini, which is the fast version of that flagship model. But in more recent news, ChatGPT announced that they will be launching their O3 model, which is an upgraded version of their reasoning model. And despite virtually no access and no documentation of its capabilities, it's already prompted many people to say that AGI has been achieved. And again, we'll talk more about AGI, but you can kind of think of it as AI that is capable of solving or capable of above average human cognition and problem solving and task execution, stuff like that. So there, now you have a very cursory but pretty solid foundational background and the state of OpenAI. So let's go ahead and move on to Anthropic and their AI models. I'll do my best to not have too much bias. Over the course of the last couple of years, Claude, Anthropic's model, has definitely become my favorite. But again, we'll just keep it strictly to the facts here wherever possible. So Anthropic was actually founded in 2021, so much younger than OpenAI, but it was founded along with five former OpenAI executives, primarily founded by Dario Amodei and Daniela Amodei. But again, with many other co-founding OpenAI executives or former OpenAI executives who actually left in 2020 due to concerns over how the company was approaching AI safety and that increasing commercialization and movement away from that nonprofit structure that we already talked about. And again, this has been an ongoing saga of departures from OpenAI, many of them ending up at Anthropic. And Dario Amodei himself previously served as the VP of research at OpenAI. And Anthropic has definitely positioned themselves as the creators of the safe AI, the constitutional AI, as they call it, which embeds very specific values and control mechanisms into the language models. And their business structure has very much reflected that as well. They currently operate as a public benefit corporation, a PBC, and this was all new learning to me. Even if you are a listener of the show and you know all about this stuff and all about Anthropic already, maybe you could learn a little bit of something right here. A PBC is legally required to balance private and societal interests. The company also has something called an LTBT, a long-term benefit trust that it is governed by, which basically gives a panel or a body of five independent individuals who are divested financially or not financially involved with the company that gives them the power to select and remove board members based on that board member's alignment or how they believe the board members are aligning with the company's mission. So they very much have safeguards and guardrails in their company structure as well as their AI models. And again, they really emphasize safety and ethics, but are surprisingly able to maintain competitive capabilities within their flagship family of models, Claude. So right now you have Claude 3.5 Sonnet, which is quote unquote their most intelligent model. You have Claude 3 Opus, which excels at writing and complex tasks. And you have Claude 3.5 Haiku, which is their fastest model for daily tasks, as they call it. So there is your brief introduction and rundown on Anthropic and their Claude family of AI models. Very quickly before we wrap it up for the day, I wanted to cover each of the tools, pricing models, and pricing structure. In the case of Claude, you do have a free tier. The pro tier gets you access to the most advanced models and early access to new features, things like writing style and projects as well. So I would very much recommend the pro tier. You can pay $18 per month with an annual subscription or $20 if you bill monthly. You have a Teams tier as well, which gets you everything in pro, but you get more usage, a central billing and admin portal. And for that, you are looking at $25 per person per month if you go annual, and then $30 if billed monthly. So you're looking at $20 a month for Claude, essentially. And essentially, the price is the same for the standard tier of ChatGPT as well. So let's hop over to their price. Quickly, you have a free tier for ChatGPT also, but then you have the plus tier, which is their $20 per month version. And this gives you access to basically everything, except you only get limited access to the reasoning models and you don't get access to some higher compute capabilities. And they just recently created a new tier, a pro tier, that is $200 per month. And that's what's going to give you access to those reasoning models, unlimited access anyway, and again, more compute resources. For businesses, for ChatGPT, you're looking at $25 per user per month. So you can hop in and start experimenting with either of these platforms for free right now. I strongly recommend that. Or if you want to get the full capabilities for a personal user anyway, you're looking at $20 per month. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and don't forget to turn all notifications on so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.